Thank you very much, and thank you for your presentation of the ABN mechanism and for the very important emphasis on how the UN Convention can inspire the regional arrangements, and for, of course, the importance of political will, which is something fundamental to transboundary water cooperation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have heard the five panelists. I do not wish to make any large general conclusion based on what we heard. We heard a variety of experience being presented, a variety of experience defined by specific regional realities. But then again, the fundamental wisdom of transboundary water cooperation as an instrument of peace has been very strongly emphasized in the statements that were made. And that has actually only reaffirmed the well-known wisdom that no two countries that have good water cooperation system would go to war for whatever reason. That's a conclusion that has been made in the analytical work on transboundary water cooperation in the past, and the experience of the past decades has repeatedly reaffirmed that. Now, obviously, the questions of peace and the questions of armed conflict are more complex. They are not only interstate, but very often based on social and historic legacies, which are making the cohabitation of different groups difficult. And obviously, water cooperation can be an extremely important stabilizing factor and the factor that prevents conflicts from occurring. However, in the areas where armed conflicts have taken place, water can also be helpful in developing post-conflict peace-building systems. Now, we shall now move to the statements of member states who will have their statements limited to 3 minutes. And I also invite those participants joining by Zoom to raise their hand in Zoom so that they can be identified when they ask for the floor. Now, the first speaker who is speaking in person in our meeting after the panel is Her Excellency Madam Anita Pipan, Ambassador, Permanent Representative of Slovenia to Geneva and to the United Nations Office in Geneva. She will be speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states. You have the floor, Madam Ambassador.